So today's daf is daf Lamed Ches. Those of you who are still wet behind the ears, get ready for really getting involved. We're actually holding on daf Lamed Zayin on the base still. And those of you who are lazy, make sure that you get moving. And we're up to the sugya of Omar of Asi. Or two lines left, three lines if you want to count the last word there. Omar of Asi. Now we know that according to Rabbi Meir, Maaser Sheni is considered to be Mamon Gavoah. It belongs Ki'ilu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we found in Nafkaminas, can you be Makadosh Anisha with Maaser Sheni, for instance? Would you be Chayiv Kefel? Things like that. That's where it's usually in the Gei. It's interesting, Rambam Taka Paskas, you cannot be Makadosh Anisha because you've got some Maaser Sheni. However, he does not. It's interesting, he says to himself, some places he seems to be following Rabbi Meir, in other places he paskins, like in our city, he paskins not like that, but we'll see. So anyway, says Rav Asi, it would be consistent that if Rabbi Meir holds, I think you're going to have to move your talmud from there, if Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is considered to be Mamon Gavoah, then a number of very serious issues follows. Number one, says Rav Asi, it would mean pturim in a challah, because you don't take off challah, since it says arisot techem, it has to be your own dough. If it belongs to gavoah, so then it's your own. The divrei chachamim that maaser sheni is considered to be mamon hediot, then chayevet bechallah. Another nafkamina would be, matzot shel maaser sheni, the divrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam yotzei behem yedei chavato bepesach. Amazing. If you were using maaser sheni, and you were in Yerushalayim, then you wouldn't be able to be Yotzi or Chiyav, because it's not yours. The Gemara later is going to ask, who says Matzah be yours? What's like an Aser? You can have Matzah and Aser L'Hachazir, then you can match with them. That's not going to work. So, but we'll see. Whereas according to Chachomim, that it's Moman Hediyah, there's no problem. Yotzi Po Yedeh Chavazah Be'Pesach. Etrog Shel Ma'aser Sheni, there we understand, the Etrog has to be yours. So the divrei Rabbi Meir in yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov, the divrei chachamim adam yotzei bo yedei chovato biyom tov. So these three halachas follow from the first Tanakha of the machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbi Meir of the Rabbonan, whether maaser sheni is mamon hediyot or mamon gavoah. Matki flor of pav. I understand that two of these three. I understand isa that you're telling me that if it's mamon gavoah, it would be patur min hachala. Okay, makes sense. After all, the Torah stresses reshit arisotechem chala. So if it's not arisotechem, the extra chem instead of reshit arisot arisotechem implies it has to be shalachem. Etrog, I also understand, as everybody knows, it says ulkachtem lachem b'yom arishon. So it needs to be your own shalachem. Matz, I don't understand. Where in the Torah does it say anything about matzatchem? I never heard the word anywhere. Oh, my Rabbi, the Tema Rabbi Emiar Bar Shalmia, what it is that Rabbi Asi is relying on is actually a limud, not from, there is no such word as matzatchem, that's true. However, since the Torah compares lechem lechem, k'tivacha lechem oni, we know that the Yeshivat Yamim, the matzot are called lechem oni, k'tivatam v'hayaba achochem milechem haaretz. So just like the Vahayaba Chochem Milechem Haaretz is a Tarimu Trumat Hashem for the Dinim of Chala and so on, it's actually the Posik before Reshit Arisotechem Chala. What is the Tarimu Trumat Hashem? Reshit Arisotechem Chala. So in other words, the Arisotechem is called, is introduced by Lechem, the concept of Lechem Haaretz. So too, the Matzah, which is called the Lechem, it's the Lechem Oni, that matzah indeed has to be the same din as arisotechem. Just like there it has to be shalachem, so too here it has to be malala mishalachem, afkan mishalachem. Let us say that we could bring a raya to Rav Asi. It says b'feirush that isa shel maaser sheni petura min hachala, divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim chayevet. So we see that indeed the machloket as to whether maaser sheni is mamon gavoah, is indeed makes an afkamina legabe the chiyav of challah. So, what do you mean? Lema misayeh alei. That's called Lema Misayeo. Let's see if we can prove it. I know how. That's what he said. That's not Lema Misayeo.
No.
That's not the point. The point is that Achikama, Lema Mira Plige Beisab Anachnami Plige. You're taking for granted that assuming that the din of Challah follows from Ariso Techem, that there's a halacha, that it has to be Momon Hedit and not Momon Gavoa. So by the same token, if it says Bekartam Lachem Priyetz Adar, or if we have the Gzereshava of Challah Challah, will also follow. That's what I'm saying. Lema Misayale, shall we say that because we take this Machloket for granted, it's also true in the other cases? Or is there in fact a unique situation when it comes to the relationship of the Chiyuv Challah to Ariso Techem? Because perhaps only Odil Meshane Hatam, since the Torah mentions twice Ariso Techem. Therefore, I say, okay, had it said only once Ariso Techem, or it's Ariso Techem, it can't be Gazul. It can't be something that you stole, that belongs entirely to somebody else. But to say that Mamon Gavoa, which is yours to use and so on, that that's not called Shalachem, who says? Therefore comes along and repeats Ariso Techem. Fine, so now I know that there's no Chiyuv Challah. Does that mean that when it says, Ulekachtem Lachem, Lahotziet HaGazul, that therefore you can't use Maisa Sheni? That's a big leap already. So it could be, that's why we said Lema Misayeya. Of course we understand the part about the Challah that's a given. But Rabasi was trying to get one past us. He says, but Challah is the same way with Challah, Esek, Bats, and so on. That doesn't necessarily follow. So I want to know whether the fact that we mention the one about Challah, is that indeed a raya that we can assume it's straight across? It doesn't say anything about the double lashon, or is it indeed based on the double lashon? Therefore, that we don't know. Boy Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The truth is, this closing daf, when I say closing in terms of the dinim that were in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah deals with all of these issues, the Maaser Sheni and the Challah, and sort of raises all of these issues to us. Remember that there were quite a few elements that came up in the course of these discussions, all of which tend in the same direction, but for very, very different reasons. This last daf is going to do a beautiful chazorah by putting them all up one against the other. Because we had the question, we had the question of, it's not nechal ba'aninut, for instance. We seem to be ignoring that issue. That only something, only lechem oni, has to be nechal ba'aninut, Maaser Sheni is a nechal ba'aninut, that we're ignoring here. We're saying it's only a function of whether it belongs to you. We had the din of Bechol Moshvotechem Tochlu Matzot. It has to be suitable to eat all over. My Sheni Yerushalayim is not suitable to eat all over. And we're going to see that there's even other consideration. We haven't even yet taken all of them into consideration yet. But so far, what we're raising is Shalachem, Aninut, we've raised, and Moshavot, we've raised. So that there's three reasons that might be Nogea for not being able to use Moshavot, Moshvotechem, Bechol Moshavot. Remember? Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glil, we had before Nechachamim. So what the Gemara is really doing here is raising the issues now in a way that will allow us to see how they interact. So the first thing we discuss, pretend that we never heard about anything else. No problem, Moshavot, no problem, Vaninut. Question is it Shalachet? Okay. Now we raise another issue. The reason that we said before that if you have Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, that even if you darshan that it has to be Nechal Bechol Moshvotechem, this is considered to be Nechal Bechol Moshvotechem. Why? You're not allowed to be Poda Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Because if it had become Tame, and we hold like Rabbi Yezer who says you could be Poda Maaser Sheni that becomes Tame even in Yerushalayim, so because of the theoretical possibility of eating this substance, Bechol Moshvotechem, therefore was kosher to eat his bat, even though right now it's not. So that was based on considerations of what if. As it stands right now, in Achinami, I wouldn't be able to eat it elsewhere. That concept is called ho'il. Ho'il that, given such and such other circumstances, such a thing would be mutter, then perhaps it should be mutter, even though those circumstances haven't as yet come about. It's the klal of ho'il. So now the Gemara complicates the ho'il that we had before, and it raises a question that forces us to look at all of the sugyas together. Boy, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, ma'ush yetsa adam yedei chovato bechalash al ma'aser sheni birushalayim. It here I'm complicating it by saying it's not only that it's ma'aser sheni, it's chalav ma'aser sheni. So if it's chalav ma'aser sheni, so first, okay, that doesn't bother me that only a kohen can eat it, because we saw before that we're yotzei with truma. It doesn't need, the Gemara said, what's the finish? Bow the tame, I might have thought that it needs to be necha by anybody. Kamashman is no such structure. Very nice. But the fact that it's challah tremendously complicates the whole eel. Because what are you going to say? Being as if it were tamei, you could be paid it. Yeah, but if it were tamei, since it's challah, you couldn't eat it. So how are you going to say a whole eel? With a whole eel itself, is going to make it completely inedible. At least the way it is right now, it's in Yerushalayim, you can eat it. He said, but I can get it out of Yerushalayim. Can I separate those two issues? Can I say, in other words, in terms of Ma'aser Sheni, if it wouldn't have been challah, that's one ho'il, and if it would have been tamei, so can I put together these things? That's what I want to know. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Look, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's nothing to discuss b'chol, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that it needs to be nechal ba'aniyut. So anyway, there's no way to use Ma'aser Sheni because there's no ho'il on aniyut. Person cannot eat ma'aser sheni in a state of aninut. Okay, so there lo tibay alecha, because hashta bechulin lanafik. If you're not allowed to eat even as chulin your matzahs for ma'aser sheni because it's not nechab aninut, so bechalatomi boy. Well, we're going to make it better by turning it into chala. Forget it. I'm not talking about that. I was talking. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Remember that Rabbi Akiva had no problem with the question of aninut, because he darshaned lechem oni, not with the ayin vav, but rather with just the plain ayin, lechem oni, the way it's written, in which case it came lafuke matzah shira. As before, not rich, not enriched, as we would say about bread. Not enriched, but there's no problem of aninut. So what is the problem? The problem is boshvotechem. Bechom boshvotechem. So is this considered to be bechom boshvotechem? That was the shayla. So Rabbi Akiva, we said over there that since it would be possible to get it out of Yerushalayim, because if it became tummy, we could be paid it, therefore it's considered to be Moshe Techem. I want to know, over here, you got a real tzara. Because if you fix it by being a tummy and getting out of Yerushalayim, you won't be able to eat it. This is also challah. This is called tzarot. Ra'ot tzarot. These are ra'ot that are tzarot. So you fix one, you got a problem with the other. So now if I make a tummy, I won't be able to eat it because of the challah. Not tummy. It's tummy, it would be truma tummy. So what do I do? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Is it dafka? We said before that I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Ma'aser sheni chulin. You can be yotzen. Chulin hu denafik. Di matamu yeshlem etu b'moshavot. Because if you had been matami, it would be able to be eaten anywhere that you could be put it. Avo chala, but since over here this ma'aser sheni also is chala. Obviously, it can't be mamon gavah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, because he says you're potter. I'll leave it to Rabbanan, in other words. So we have chala over here. So if it would be tamei, so then for sure you can't eat it. Let lehetu b'moshavot ha'sreifa ka'azah, you're going to have to burn it. So therefore, there is no real situation, there's no real life situation that would allow you to get this matzah outside of Yerushalayim and still be able to eat it. And therefore, you can't be yotzei, because there isn't such a consideration. Odilma, or perhaps we should say like this, ho'il is entirely an abstraction. It's not a reality. We don't need for the situation to be brought about. So you're telling me, over here, the situation couldn't be brought about because of a strange logistical conflation of two issues, that the challah can't be eaten, and if it were tamei, but the matzah is now in Yerushalayim, and it isn't tamei. Ah, but if it's Yerushalayim, it's not b'chol moshavah. Well, if it would be tamei, those are really unrelated considerations. So we need to look first at the theoretical, at the abstraction. Can ma'aser sheni be eaten anywhere? Theoretically, yeah, if it were tamei. Can challah be eaten anywhere? Yeah, challah can be eaten anywhere. Okay, fine, so what's the problem? But if the challah were, did I tell you you have to put together the case? I'm talking about theory. So I'm talking about theory, then each ho'il will basically serve separately to achieve exactly what it was meant to achieve. Oh, it's a theoretical possibility. So that's my question. How does this work? can you actually have contradictory hoyles working at the same time? Or do we say you can't put it together? You need to actually have a case that would work. You can't take two steps and say, well, if this were Tomei, I could get out of Yerushalayim. But it's Chala. Well, if it weren't Chala, and if we're Tomei, I could get out of Yerushalayim. So in other words, that level of abstraction we want to do. So therefore, I ask myself, let's see it inside. Oh, Dilma, I'm reading a hoyle v'ilu lo kara ala Hashem. Had I not made it Chala, and then it would have become Tomei v'itmei, then it would have had Heter b'moshavot v'nafik b'ay. So Hashlam, even though now I did call it Chala, then I should also be Yotze. Ikin and Amri, others say, this case for sure works. Ha v'arei lo tibay lo chadavai amrin and hoyel. That's okay. Now here's an interesting question. Ki tibay lo cha, chala halakuach bekesev ma'aser sheni. Let me further complicate it. Why am I further complicating it? What makes this a further complication, the following case? Consider the fact that the ho'il that works for Tomei is in my hand to do at any time. It's a theoretical reality in that sense. It's up to me. If I want to be Matame, I can be Matame. I'm Matame, then I'll go and be Podet. So it's really not a ho'il that's entirely abstracted. The challah is abstracted. This is not considered to be abstract. How about if I create two completely abstract hoyles like this? First of all, assuming that we hold like the shita, which we'll see in a moment, that only real ma'aser sheni can be nifta. If I have something that I now bought with money that had already been the pidyon of ma'aser sheni, so I went to Yerushalayim, I bought something with that money. Can I be poda it if it would become tamei? Halakuach bekesiv ma'aser sheni, as we'll see, there's a sheet that holds you can't be poda at all, because it's not the real thing. But if it had been the real thing, so in other words, over here, the deeper nature of hoyle is not only do I need to have the theoretical possibility in the case at all, but is hoyle simply a description of dinim that are associated with abstract qualities? In other words, in an abstract sense, can ma'aser sheni be eaten anywhere? Yes. If it were tamei, and it's really ma'aser sheni, it could be eaten anywhere. So you're saying, but you can't be part of this stuff because it's bought. Fine. I don't need to be part of this stuff. We're not talking about really doing it. We're talking about what the din is of ma'aser sheni, not what the din is of this particular piece of dough. That's a completely new element of hoyle where we're putting together hoyle entirely in an abstracted sense. I'm not even talking about what I'm doing. I'm talking about, is there a problem of an iser of ma'aser sheni vis-a-vis matzah? No, thank you. Is there a problem of challah vis-a-vis matzah? No, thank you. Is there a problem, therefore, of lakuach b'maiser? No, but lakuach b'maiser is going to be more common than the real maiser. Maiser is not a problem. You're going to tell me, but in this case, how could you do much? You can't. So, Talmud is talking about cases. We're talking about dinim. It's talking about qualities. So, therefore, I should be able to put together even these two ho'ils, even though they're completely abstract. And that's my question. So, others say that the first case, that's simple. What's the problem? Why would there be an interrelationship between the chal and the ma'aser sheni? That doesn't bother me. In that case, I would say hoyel. But kiti boylocha, the case where it gets really interesting, is where you have chala that was made from wheat that had been purchased with money of ma'aser sheni that was nifta, and now I'm eating it in Yerushalayim, because it has Kedushin Ma'aser. Now, I'll leave it to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who hold there's no difference between something purchased with money of ma'aser sheni or the real thing. Lo tibay lecha. I mean, then there's nothing to discuss. I already determined that since it's, if it's Tama, you could be Padre, it's kosher. It's okay, so they hold you Padre. So then it's the same case. I knew Ma'aser, I'm not an idiot. Ki tibay lecha. My question is, by introducing a new factor, what's a new factor? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds lakuach b'mat kesem ma'aser sheni does not have an option of pidyon. So he holds yikaver. You'd have no choice but to simply take it and bury it. It's not usable. Tzana lakuach b'kesem ma'aser sheni shenitma yipadeh, say the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says there's nothing to do with it at this point. Yikaver. So now my question is like this. Shall I look at it in a completely abstracted fashion and say, Since if this were not lakuach, but would really be ma'aser sheni, instead of just reflecting the din of ma'aser sheni. Furthermore, hoil v'lo kara la shem. And furthermore, if I hadn't made it chala, and then it had become tamei, it would have had a heter b'moshavot v'nafik be, hashtanami nafik be, so I can still use it, because all the abstractions work out perfectly well. There's no contradiction between chala and matzah, no contradiction between ma'aser sheni and matzah. Well, in nafkamina, you're saying, this is only kesef ma'aser sheni, so what? So therefore it's worse than ma'aser sheni. The problems consist of it's din of ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is not a problem. Or maybe we only talk about one hoil, meaning that we have to actually have the case as is being edible. Rashi points out we're always dealing with two hoils, because we're always dealing with the question of if it would be tamei. You say, now, if it would be tamei, it isn't tamei. And furthermore, if I hadn't made it challah, but you did make it challah. So you're talking about two hoils even before you get to the kesef ma'aser sheni. So here's where Rashi speaks out, don't include if it would be tamei as a hoil. Because if it would be tamei is much more than the abstract consideration of the din. If it would be tamei is in your hands to do. Therefore, it could affect this very thing. But the hoils that we're talking about over here, if it would be the real thing and it wouldn't be kesef ma'aser sheni, I mean, come on. That's impossible. It is kesef ma'aser sheni. You can't turn kesef ma'aser sheni back in time to make it into ma'aser sheni. But that's horil. Over here it's an abstracted horil that defines the din of ma'aser sheni. Therefore, don't confuse the two issues. It's true, in a sense you could call that horil, but it's not the issue that's bothering us now. That's not putting together another horil. So that's the shaila. Would I say two horils in this fashion or not? Omar Rava says, Rava, look, mistavra shein ma'aser chadu. The point over here is that you've got a problem of ma'aser. And mice is not a problem. It's all one shame. You say, but this case, I can't eat. That type of thing is very clear that it ought to be defined by abstraction and not by the particular thing. It'd be like saying if there's a fuse in here that goes off the minute I take it out of Yerushalayim, it blows up in my face. So therefore what? I can't eat it in Yerushalayim as matzah. It's not roi b'chol moshavot. There's nothing wrong with the ideas here at all. What is the Torah talking about the particular case? Shein Meiser is one with Nafkamina. If this is Kesef Meiser, not Kesef Meiser, it's irrelevant. That's just Mitzvah Svar, he says. Okay, so now we've had the Shail of Moshavot, we've had the Shail of Aninut, question of whether we could put together the issues of Hoel, and also the Shail of whether it needs to belong to you or not, which is dependent on Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot. Now, the Mishnah introduces yet a new thing, because in the very strange closure of the Mishnah, it sounds like Mamish Degrein Neviyut, if you remember, back on Daf Lamed Hey, it ends with Chalot Todah Ritike Nazir. It depends whether you made them to use for the carbon or you made them to sell. What kind of crazy thing is that? What possible Nafkamina are we talking about? If they already are a carbon, maybe there's a problem of Aninut. Which we already were shechted the carbon on it. If you can't take him out of Yerushalayim because it's only Nechal Yerushalayim, maybe it's a problem of Moshavot. But understand, here it's talking about that you made it for, not that you actually had shechted the carbon yet. There's no Kedush Zaguf on it. So why don't we get what's the case over here? So let's take a look now at this piece of the mission. We'll accept the two dots over here. How do we get the idea that for some reason, if the matzah was made for a korban teda, we can't use it for Pesach? This means even if it wasn't ultimately used for the korban teda, in other words. I ended up not bringing the teda. Can I use it or not? I was paid it. Why? Omar Ravid, Yom Akra, here's a completely new issue. Ushamartem et hamatzot. Of course, this is the big monetary question. Do I eat shmura matzah or do I eat regular matzah? This is big stuff. Okay. So now, ushamartem et hamatzot. This means matzah mishtameret l'shem matzah. When you make matzah, you have to say l'shem matzot for Pesach, and not l'shem matzah. I mean, if I'm making matzah for a korban, that's called matzah v'shamartem et ha-matzot. Matzah called v'shamartem et ha-matzot. So yatzta zo she'en mishtamaret l'shem matzah, ela l'shem zevach. That's, we'll get to that. We'll get to that question. That's a major, major shaila. If you make matzah for Pesach, but you don't have intent to eat them for the Seder, can you use those matzahs for the Seder if you end up only having those other matzahs? If matzot mitzvah mean that v'shamarta matzah, particularly in order to be yotzei the chiyuv of the matzah for achilas matzah, as opposed to it just not being chametz, and I'm making these matzahs for Pesach, l'shem Pesach, whatever that means. So now I end up saying I had special matzahs for the Seder. You know, I always bake matzahs for the Seder. And this year I don't have my matzahs for the Seder. I took them on the plane like I always do. They ended up in crumbs. You know? So now, can I use my other matzahs for the Seder? Or do I say, well, those matzahs weren't made for the Seder, so they're not matzah shmura for the matzah's mitzvah? There you go. So here we have a question. I made the matzah because it was going to bring the carbon tater. Ended up not bringing the carbon tater. Can I eat them for the Seder? So the Mishnah is saying you can't eat them for the Seder because you didn't make them for the tzarech of the matzah v'shamartam et ha-matzot. Shlomo Zalman, it's a whole shayla of the Chazanish's approach, which we'll talk about. But as Shlomo Zalman points out, and if a guy has a problem eating bread and always eats matzah all year round for his health, so would the fact that he also had his health in mind pasul the matzah? Seems, according to the way the Chazon Ish learns the sugya, that it actually would. How's that possible? We'll see. We'll see how it develops. I'm just giving you some picante issues. That way maybe you'll stay up. Okay, so this is our question. Here it's not mishtamer l'shem matzah, it's mishtamer l'shem nezevach. That's what I say, says Rav. Rav Yosef says, no, there's a whole other issue you didn't think about. That's not a problem. Matzah's matzah. However, does it not say in the Torah, shiv'at yamim matzot tochelu? And by the way, that was in the Pasuk. I mean, shiv'at yamim matzot tochelu bothered us all the time. Because we're always learning that Shivat Yamim is not Matzot Mitzvah, and yet we used before Gufa, the Pasuk that talks about that you have to eat the Korban Pesach, right? A love Matzah, Shivat Yamim. How can be a love Matzah, Shivat Yamim? Remember the contradiction? We never resolve that contradiction. How can you use a Pasuk of Shivat Yamim to be talking about the Korban Pesach, a love? For the first time now, we finally get a resolution. Because what the Pasuk may mean is that the matzah that you eat, to be yotze, your chiev of matzah, the laila rishon, has to be matzah that could be eaten for 7 days. If you weren't eating it tonight. Fascinating. Can you eat matzah that was made for korban teirah for 7 days? No. Does it become possible? So then that means that the matzah that you made was matzah that wasn't meant to be matzah necheles l'shiva. Unbelievable. This whole time, you can imagine, we're trying to artificially, like, draw lines in the pasuk. The first part meant this. Shivas Yomim will end up recognizing this. Really, I mean Shivas Yomim. Here, for the first time, introduces Rabbi Yosef an idea that Shivas Yomim is a definition not of the chiyuv of achilas matzah, but what kind of matzah.
So even if you made it for lunch the first day,
no, it has to be roi l'achila shiva. It doesn't have to be specifically made l'shiva, perhaps. We'll see. All right, so over here it means that your kavana was for the shmira of a matzah that was not nechelas l'shiva. Okay. So when you made it for matzah, ru'uya l'mitzvah, it turns out over here there wasn't shimur l'shem mitzvah correctly. Obviously, Rav Yosef also agrees you need mitzvah. There's a din of mitzvah. There's shimur l'shem mitzvah. The problem over here is that I'm not eating taita, I'm eating regular matzah now. But I had made it for taita matzah. So that means that my kavana was kavana to have matzah shmura that was kosher for one night. No good. That's the problem, said Rabbi Yosef. Not that there's some difference in whether it was for the Torah or for the Pesach. That doesn't bother me. But that it needs to be the kind of matzah that would be right to Shivas Yomi. So over here, Yatzta Zor She'inan Echelat Shivat Yamim, Ela Leyom V'Layla. By the way, in all of these cases, we've got some really strange problems because all the other elements are being ignored. I thought it has to be yours. I thought it has to be not Echal Baninus. I thought it has to be Bechol Moshvatechem. Everything that we said before that was going to be true about Maisha Sheni is certainly true about Kalash Taitanos. So why aren't those problems? You see, now we've introduced five different issues in the same din. There's five different reasons now in the halacha of Kalash Taitanos. What would be the din of being Yotzei for Matzah? Now we're just pretending that only two are relevant. Gabar is going to ask, as I said, we're setting up the situation to force us to contemplate the interrelationships of all of the factors. So when it comes to the machlokas, if we just pretend that this is all that's involved, the machlokas, Rav and Rav Yosef, do you need matzah v'shem matzah and not v'shem zevach, or do you need matzah that's kosher for shivas yomim, and that's the issue? Well, Tani Gabasi to Rava and Tani Gabasi to Rav Yosef. The truth is, we find in a brayta both things mentioned, because Tanya Kavati the Rabbah, one brighter says, Yochel Yotze Yedei Chavato B'Chalot Todah, Uriki Kei Nazir, you might think that it would be kosher to eat matzah. That was indeed made for Chalot Todah, Tamad Omar, Ushvartem Et HaMatzot, Matzah HaMishtamert L'Shem Matzah, Yatzta Zo, She'inam Mishtamert L'Shem Matzah L'Shem Zevach. That's precisely what Rabbah said. Here's a brighter that supports him 100%. Tanya Kavati to Rav Yosef, Yochel Yetzei Adav Yedei Chovato B'Chalot Todah Uriki Kei Nazir, Talmud Lomar Shivat Yomim Matzot Ochelu, Matzah Ne'echelet L'Shivah, Yatzta Zor She'ina Ne'echelet L'Shivah, Ela L'Yom V'Layla. He asked the Gemara, well, I don't understand. Why do we have all of these new things? We already know the reason. Why don't we learn it out of typically Melechem Oni? If Maaseh Sheni isn't good enough, Sekoshken, this Lachmei Torah isn't good enough, Mishin Echal Ba'aninut, Yatza Zo, She'inan Echal Ba'aninut, the Torah says the matzah has to be something that can be in a state of misery, because it reflects the Aninut of Mitzrayim, and these things cannot be eaten in such a state. Ela B'Simcha, that's not a problem. Could be that the Shitot over here, of Rab and Rav Yosef, they're arguing about Lachmei Teda. They're going on Libra Rabbi Akiva, who holds we don't darshan Oni, but rather Ani. So that it's Matzah Ashira. And the Chalot Todah, How do you make Chalot Todah? You have to put in oil. So it should be Matzah Ashira. Whoops, there's six issues. We forgot that one. So how can you be Yotzi with Matzah that was made for Korban Teda if there's oil in it, by definition? And we said before that if you make your matzah with oil, with honey, with wine, it's not kosher, because lechem oni, that's even Rabbi Akiva Shita. So now, boy, now you really stumbled. You thought you would get away with the aninus problem by invoking Rabbi Akiva, and all you did was open up more problems. So now you have the matzah ashira problem. So typically, the Avi matzah ashira, that doesn't bother me so much, I'll tell you. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the whole, all our boim chalot of the Todah only get a chatziluk shana. Half of that chatziluk itself, which leaves us with a revius luk, are used for the revukot, the ones that are very oily. The other revius haluk is split between 30 chalas. How much oil amites is going to affect that challah? You're not even going to notice it. That's not called ashira. Ashira has to be really enriched bread. That doesn't bother me. It's one revius that's left. Okay, but wait a minute. What about the other problem? You're only allowed to eat a korban Torah in Yerushalayim? Does that royal chomo shabbat? Huh? So how can you think about eating a korban Torah for Pesach to be yotzi yodei matzah? Every single issue boils down to telling me the same halacha that you shouldn't be able to. Omer Eish Lakish, Zotomeret, Chalot Todah Rekei Nazir, Ne'echalim Beno V'Givon. It's clear from here, since Mikol Moshvotechem is not a problem, we need to find some other issue that's a problem, that Lamaisa, at a time of Heter HaBamot, you can bring a Korban Taita. which means that when you're in Novan Givon, where you have a Bamat.
Just a second. Barnea's neighborhood, Novan Givon.
Thank you.
You're kidding.
It's a place in Barnea's neighborhood.
There we go.
Have you been listening to the daf on your cell phone?
We have our trade secrets.
I can't believe it.
You never know what's going on, huh? And it's video too, I see.
Yeah,
absolutely. So and
Novan Givon
is? Novan Givon is?
A place.
El Jeep.
El Jeep.
I'm going to have to give up El Jeep.
Great, great.
And Aaron and Payne and Avi Rosen, I hope you know where Al Jeep is.
Yeah. Thank
you,
Barnea. And they suggest that Nov is remote.
It's remote.
It was built on what was Nov Yarkon.
Hmm.
Remote?
Interesting.
Well, it's not present.
Hmm. So its history began long ago. It's bad history. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So according to this, we'll have to say that there's no limitation of moshavot. If you could only bring a todah in Yerushalayim, then indeed it would only be eaten within the mechitzot. But there were no mechitzot in Novan Givon. Therefore, except for Kachikachim, obviously. But for Kachin Kalim, there was no city in which there were bechitzas around the city that had Kedusha. And therefore, it would be Nechal B'chol Gvul Yisrael, is the Lashon of the Gemara. So any Kachim Kalim wouldn't be limited to mechitzas, in which case they're Roy for Achila B'chol Moshvotechem.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So, okay, so even given a Torah, it doesn't have a problem with Chol Moshvotechem. Even given a Torah, it doesn't have a problem with Matzah Shira, because you're using the matzahs that have the little bit of Shemin in it. And even given a Torah, that's not a problem of Aninut, because I don't darshan Lechem Oni. What do I do about the problem of the matzah that's Ruya L'Shibar, the matzah that was the Shem Matzah, not the Shem Zevach, right? So, okay, so we have another problem. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eloi, Sha'alti et Rabbi Eliezer, Maushi etzi adam bechalot todarik ike nazir. And he told me, Lo shamati. He didn't have a Kabbalah about chalos todarik ike nazir. I came in Esther of Yeshua, and he said, Hare amru chalot todarik ike nazir. It depends. Asa'an latzmo, in adam yotzei behem. But asa'an linkor bashuk, yotzei behem. Okay. I take this, and I go back to Rebbe Eliezer. Kishabati v'ritzeti dvarim lifnei Rebbe Eliezer, amar li brit. Actually, this is brit, not borit. Brit means a lashon of shvua, because every brit includes a shvua, a covenantal arrangement. So, okay. Oh, hey, name that dvarim shenemer l'moshe misinai. That's brilliant, because immediately stopped everything that's going on. So the Moshe was sitting on Har Sinai. That's the way he would have learned the sugya. Igne Amri, others say no. He was cursing him out. He was saying, "Oh, I swear, hey, nei nad varm shemer l'moshe misinai." I understand, but he's telling you this ridiculous thing without giving any explanation. It depends if you're going to sell it. He doesn't have to explain himself. You just sit up there like the oracle. What is that supposed to mean to regular people? So ask the Gemara, "V'taimamai, what indeed is the logic?" We still haven't figured out what the difference is. If in fact you're marketing it to sell to someone who needs a carbon type, so then you think to yourself, and what if there isn't anybody that's going to buy it? What am I going to do? Throw it out? No, of course not. I'll use it for Pesach. So he always had the kavana all along that if it isn't sold, that then he's going to sell it for, then he's going to use it for himself. So, imizdavim, if it sells, fine. Ilom izdavim, efek be'ana, I will be yotzei my chiyav of matzah, if that's the point. So, if that's the case, there's always at least a t'nai in it that it was made for matzah that's nechelet l'shiva, or for matzah that's nechelet for l'shem matzah, l'shem matzah pesach. Right. Oh, so the question is, how exactly to learn this business? It's interesting. This comes up like every other inyanim as well. You know where it comes up? Like every lishma of ibud or for a tefillin and for that. They'll be ma'abed or, and it turns out not to be really usable. It's not high quality. It wasn't processed properly. So what they will do is they'll make it tonight. That it's l'shem, the tefillin, if it's good. But if it isn't good, then we'll just sell it for junk. It's not, we do whatever we want with it, you know.
Isn't that something you should make on everything then?
No, whatever. So, I mean, that's a question. It's samutaina. This is a whole chazanish, how to learn this sugya. Whether a kavana for two things is considered to be a kavana, or it has to be either or. And a tenai would help, or he structures the situation where the breakdown came early enough so that your kavana l'chatchila was entirely for one or the other. That's where Shlomo Zalman goes, what do you mean? And if you have kavana for two things, that's not good? That's to be either or? So if your kavana is, I'm going to eat the matzah that I eat all year round because I can't eat bread. So I always eat matzah. So I have kavana for my health and kavana for matzah, and that's not kosher? What do you mean? Is that called lishma?
I know, but
if I have other things in mind, I'm going to use this matzah always. So I don't have in mind that it should be for the mitzvah. I have in mind it should also be for the mitzvah. Is that considered to be lishma, or do you have to be meirik the lashon, meirik lishma? Your entire kavana has to be for this purpose. That's what makes something lishma.
Here is other kavanas incidental. I mean, there would be no way for it to become a mitzvah. This would take away from lishma.
But that's the taina, exactly. Then
you see from this that
it's reductio ad absurdum. I mean, what do you consider to be another kavana?
Because here the other kavana is very likely you're not going to be using these matzahs for the mitzvah.
So then they're not a rabbi. So then that's the main point, was not for the mitzvah. You're using it for the rest of it. So it shouldn't be kosher.
Exactly.
So where do you draw the line?
What, so I'm saying
50% of your kavana, 51%.
No, but so that
maybe the guy's really into his health, so it's 53% for the health and only. That's exactly what Trump is almost pointing out. When we start drawing lines. Over here, it's the percentage of kavana that's good. You need to be morik kavanasa. That every last bit of your kavana has to be mishma.
Now we are.
That's the way that Chazanish was learning the sugya. You have to be merik your kavana for a particular thing.
Because here, because there, you can be merik your kavana for this particular thing completely, and just the fact that you need it for your health is completely. Whereas,
okay, fine. So you don't like his raya, but still, what about the question where your kavana is for the whole mat pesach? You're not. You don't know which one you're. But dafka the other way. You bedavka have your three beautiful matzahs that you were meyachet. These matzahs I'm making specifically for the Seder. The rest I'm making l'shem matzah. L'shem matzahs Pesach. Is there a difference between l'shem matzahs Pesach and l'shem matzahs mitzvah? L'gabi shimur. That's also a question. Yeah, that's right. So even though I'm doing it l'shem chag and not l'shem zevach, how much is v'shamarta v'zah matzahs v'geya the matzahs? How much is it v'geya the play on word, the mitzvahs? Remember, we learn out from Rishamata Bizamatis to watch all the mitzvahs. Okay, but it's an interesting sugya, which we're going to see more of, and we haven't really defined what Rishamata means. At what point? Is it for only when it's the day of becoming chometz? Or is it Rishamata in terms of what the purpose is in your asiyah? I mean, if it's only that it shouldn't become chometz, it's a whole different issue. Then, of course, we have to determine from what point. From the point of when you're making the matzah, from the point that you picked the chita, or maybe while it was still on the ground, according to the chita we saw earlier, that should rain on it, that it should be on the right. Oh boy! I mean, well, now we can have probably 50 or 60 different levels of shmirah and price them accordingly. Matzot Shabbat says Sheni Lidibir Bimeir Adam Yetzibir Amidei Chovat Abba Pesach Lidibir Chacham Yetzibir Amidei Chovat Abba Pesach Etrog Shabbat says Sheni Lidibir Bimeir Adam Yetzibir Amidei Chovat Abba Yom Tov Lidibir Chacham Yetzibir Yadzei Amidei Chovat Abba Yom Tov Maazgav Rupa Vishlema Isa Dechtiv Ar Yisotechem Mishalachem Etrog Nami Dechtiv Lekaktem Lachem Lachem Mishalachem Yei Elo Matzah Nikti Matzatchem Omar Rovi Vitim Ravim Bashani Atya Lechem Lechem. Ktivaka Lechemoni, Ktivata Vayaba Kokemi Lechem Haaretz. Marla Hala Mishalachem, as the next Pasuk says, Arisotechem, Afkan Mishalachem. Lema Misayea, Leisa Shema, Sashini, the Raman Akala, the Rabbi Miravachamim, or Mimchayeb. We need Lema Misayea. I know how. No, I mean, okay, come on. Lema Mirapligi, be Isa, Banachami Pligi, Odilma Shaneatam, the Thiva Arisotechem, Arisotechem, Trazin. Boy, Rib Shiva Melokish Marji, Etsiadami de Havatoba Halasho Master Shane Birushana, obviously a Bibu Yasuyat Lili, who says that you need that it should be Aninut Loti Boilacha. I mean, even if it wasn't Chala, it would just be Chulin on nothing. Bechalatomi Boilacha, and certainly not making things better. Asking Ali Rabbi Akiva, so Bechulin on nothing because Hoyo, Vimetama, Yeshvan Etabo Shavot. But Chala, if you would be metamed letle at the b'mashavot or sefer hazla, maybe they're low nothing. Oh, the ma'amin hoyo ve'ilo lo kara ale Hashem midle at the b'mashavot ve'nafik ba. Hashtanami nafik because of hoyo. Igre amri even that havadi lo tiber lochem. Vani amri in hoyo. Ki tiber locha chala lakuach because of ma'atzer sheni alibed rabbanim lo ptad boi. Given the amri yipadeh, that's the same case. Ki tiber locha alibed rabbi Yehuda. Who holds Yikaver, the Tana Kor, because of Maaseh Shenish Nitma, say the Chachom Yipader, Rav Yehuda says, no options for Pidyon Yikaver. That's my question. Mi Amrin Hoa Be'ilola Kuachavi. And furthermore, the Hoyo, the Lokora Ale Hashem Yitme, Yeshlo Heter B'moshavot V'nafik Be, Hashtanami Nafik Be. Boy, the attorneys really would enjoy this one, David. Whereas, if this were real Maaseh Sheni, and whereas, if it would be Tummy, and whereas, if it wouldn't be Chala, therefore, Odama Chado El Amrina Treo El Amrina. Omar Rava Mistavra Shema Aser Chadu. Chala Todar Rikike Nazir Minoni Mili Omar Rava Di Omar Kro Shemar Temet Amatzot Matza Mishtameret Lashim Matza Yatzta Zorjen Mishtameret Lashim Matza Elo Lashum Zeva. Rav Yosef Amir, that's not the problem. Problem is, Omar Kro, Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelo, which is Matzah Ne'echelo to Shivat Yamim, Yatzta Zor She'ina Ne'echelo to Shivat Yamim, Ela Le'yon V'Laylo. Tani Kavati de Rabba, V'tani Kavati de Rav Yosef. Tani Kavati de Rabba, Yoko Yotzei Adam, Yidei Cholato V'chalot Todarek Yikei Nazir, Tamu Bomar, Shmar Tebet Amatzot, Matzah Mishtaber to Shematzah, Yatzta Zor She'ina Mishtaber to Shematzah, Ela Le'shum Zeva. Tani Kavati de Rav Yosef, Yoko Yetzi Adam Yidei Chavato V'chalot